a guy who knows all about network scheduling and shuffle and weather and how it can just wreak havoc with that kind of stuff, joins us now on the Michelob Ultra Hotline presented by Green Beverage. He is Brad Law from the SEC Radio Network from IMG Sports. How much time do you spend over the course of a weekend, or a week, I should say, just shuffling schedules because of weather like this?
Thankfully not a ton, unless, because most of what we do, our staffing operation is, with local guys and gals. And so what we have had to do a couple of times is, work at the hotel just around the corner from the studio and get some rooms, for our hosts, so that if people come in and they can't make it home because between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock there's 4 inches of snow on the ground and who knows about roads, then we just put them up in a hotel. But we've had some interesting stuff. I think we had a Kent State at Buffalo football game this year that was pushed back, and then at the end they decided not to try and play it. They were like, nah, we'll just play 11 games instead of 12 this year.
We're done.
Just cancel a football game altogether. And so it creeps up every now and then.
For those that aren't aware, IMG, multimedia rights holder, broadcast network that manages the rights for how many schools now, roughly?
Roughly 60.
Okay. Yeah. And partner?
About half of the big boys.
Two what now?
About half of the big boys.
Yeah, right. Very similar operation to Learfield Sports, which I guess would be considered the managing partner, but partners nonetheless with IMG on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. So we are in the family there. So you do have, basically, you are the network hub for all of those schools, and their network broadcast feed originates from the worldwide headquarters of IMG right there in downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
It does. We try to make it so that if you listen, you can't tell that it's coming from North Carolina, because that might, put off a listener in Eugene, Oregon, or, L.A. who's listening to UCLA or Syracuse or something like that. But, it's pretty neat. You go through, down the hall on a particular broadcast day, you could have Georgia going on right beside Michigan, going on right beside Oregon, and all points in between. So it's pretty cool.
Speaking of Georgia, the Bulldogs gotten it figured out almost as quickly as they didn't have it figured out. They were rolling right along, dropped two home games. Now they go on the road and they get it figured out. But one of those teams here in the SEC, it looks like, Brad, that is going to go into the SEC tournament not having to worry perhaps about whether it's going to get them into the NCAA field, but they can go there and try to impress folks enough to maybe improve their seeding.
Well, because they've won three straight road games, and the win last night at Ole Miss was particularly impressive, a very good RPI win for Georgia. And after some bad losses, after losing to South Carolina twice, losing to Auburn at home, there were questions. They needed the win last night. Very impressive effort against an Ole Miss team that's still trying to buy for that third spot in the SEC standings and maybe take a run at this two-seed in Arkansas, because of the success they had against them head-to-head. But, that's a good Georgia team. And so you've got teams that are peaking at the right time here late in the year. Arkansas played terrific in the first half against Texas A&M. Shut it down, but were still able to win. Texas A&M came on and just with a flourish and finished that game, even though they couldn't get over the hump. I wouldn't want to line up to play Texas A&M, LSU, Georgia to a degree, and that says nothing of Kentucky and Arkansas. We got a lot of teams that are really playing good basketball as we get set to go into March.
Brad Law from the IMG SEC Radio Network joining us, as all of our guests do, on the Michelob Ultra Hotline presented by Green Beverage. You're going to be in Nashville. We enjoy Atlanta. It's been a great venue, but I think those of us that cover the league are really excited about the semi-permanent home now being there at the arena in Nashville.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I know that I've got several high-level meetings set up with some country music superstars, and we're just going to hang out and have a blast while we're there. I'm going to give them a few ideas for songs that I've written over the past 16 days while my wife and son have been out of the country. So it's going to be a very productive week. In all seriousness, I think it's a great location. I think schools are, you know, teams, coaches, players are excited about it. The travel's not going to be too bad. And you can start making some consistent plans almost every year for the tournament. So it's going to be great. There'll be some awfully good basketball played over those few days, too.
And again, for those that are unaware, the SEC, IMG will produce the SEC Radio Network, which will be every single game available on satellite radio, I'm assuming, on Sirius XM, correct?
That's correct, and I believe TuneIn as well, in addition to a group of stations there, a group of stations throughout the Southeast.
Good deal. Let's talk just a minute about the game coming up Saturday that a lot of people are excited about. I think Kentucky is going to play really well and make a big statement in this game. Would you agree, or are you in the camp that thinks that Arkansas has really got a shot of pulling this off at Rupp?
Candidly, no, I'm not in that camp. I think, again, until Kentucky, when Kentucky is in that spotlight consistently, and I think back to the Kansas game, I think about the game at LSU where a lot of people said, this is the upset, this is where it's going to happen, and they flex their muscle down the stretch of that game. I think Kentucky is the number one team in the country in terms of their ability to, number one in every ranking, really, in every way, but especially in their ability to turn it on, and when they want to kick it into an extra gear, they can do it. And so all the things that give every team that they've played this year trouble, I think will give Arkansas trouble: the length, the speed, the depth, the talent. Arkansas is very good, and they've learned to win on the road. They've learned how to close games, but I just don't think they can do for 40 minutes. And I don't think, and I've said before, I said last week and a couple of weeks ago, I don't think there's any team in the country, SEC or otherwise, that can do for 40 minutes what you have to do in a game of great importance against Kentucky.
I agree, and I think the other part of this that has not been taken into consideration, they've run their mouths a little bit too much. And I'm not saying it's necessarily the players, it's fans, and you don't need to give Kentucky any reason to come out ready to play and hungry. They're good enough, they're disciplined enough, and they tend to create that enough on their own. But, you know, it does go back to the Jim Croce song about not tugging on Superman's cape and spitting into the wind and pulling the mask off the old Lone Ranger. I mean, you need to kind of sneak in there if you want to have a chance at pulling it off. And they ain't sneaking in to Rupp on Saturday, I know that.
Well, and unlike that Jim Croce song, there's no Slim. There's no Slim in this song, who at the end finally does topple Jim, I don't believe.
Exactly.
So, you know, I echo everything that you said. I think they're too big, they're too athletic, they're too fast, they're too deep, and Arkansas is fast, and Arkansas turns teams over, and if there's a way it can be done, it's taking a team of freshmen and sophomores and turning them over double-digit times and a half or something like that. But, you know, even so, I think the firepower, if Kentucky trails early, I just think there's too much firepower there.
Would agree with you as well. Hey, you're there in Winston-Salem, heart of SEC, or excuse me, ACC country, even though you work with the SEC Radio Network. The talk there in that state is always about Duke and North Carolina. But with what he's done and getting to the NCAA tournament three straight years there at North Carolina State, and when it looked like he wasn't going to get in, now Mark Gottfried's Wolfpack team has gone on the road and beaten North Carolina. They've got a win this year against Duke as well. Guy I worked with for a number of years is really kind of earned his way, so to speak, into the hearts of the Wolfpack fans, because I know they always want to compete at the highest level there, but they had been down for quite a while until Mark got them back in this tournament field consistently.
Yeah, and so there are two things at play which give Mark Gottfried a lot of momentum right now. Number one is the fact that he's going to be the only coach in the ACC, the only one of 15 who can say, while at this school, we've gone to the NCAA tournament every year that I've been there. And that's not, you know, 4-4 is a lot easier than 5-5 or 10-10. And I understand that. But still, it's pretty nice marketing to be able to say, I've been here 4 years and I'm the only coach that 100% of the time you play with me, we go to the NCAA tournament. We knew he could recruit, and that'll only help. But, I mean, he also went into Chapel Hill and beat North Carolina, which is something that just doesn't happen at NC State. You know, Norm Sloan lost twice as much to North Carolina than he beat North Carolina. Jim Valvano lost three times as many games to North Carolina as the number of games that he won. And especially in Chapel Hill, it just doesn't happen. And so a lot of momentum now. The NC State fans are saying, and other fans of the other schools in the state are saying, all right, they go to Boston College this weekend. That's a game they should win, and maybe fairly easily. But BC's got Olivier Hanlon, and this is kind of those games throughout Mark Godfrey's tenure at NC State.
Let me stop you right there. This is the type of game throughout Mark Godfrey's career, and now you can finish the sentence.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. No prepositional phrase needed there, where, you know, you go in off a high and you come up short and fall. And I think people will really get excited if they go in and keep winning and go win at BC, a game that should be much easier than the game at North Carolina. But a little bit of wait and see, but certainly some energy right now and some forward momentum around that program.
Right. And I want to be clear, that was not – It probably sounded like one, but it was not meant as a shot. It's just a fact.
Right.
It's happened. But I think it's not exclusive to Mark Godfrey. I think it's college basketball. As Gene Stallings said on more than one occasion, winning ain't easy. Winning's hard. And I don't care the sport, when you're trying to do it at this level consistently, it's not an easy thing to do.